Huge tanks, now seen in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities, are also a common sight in one small town in Ohio. All of the tanks the Army and Marines are using in Iraq were made in Lima. The Lima Army Tank Plant is the only place in the U.S. where they're made. Eileen LeBlanc reports.
Lima, Ohio, situated about halfway between Toledo and Dayton, is a town of about 40,000 people that has taken some economic blows in the past few years. But the Lima Tank Plant, which has been around since the 1940s, remains a source of both good-paying jobs and of pride. Today, Michelle Dickerson and two of her friends are tying yellow ribbons on the fence outside the 360-acre plant. The ribbons read, USA.
There's a lot of people, former employees and current employees that work here that, you know, believe in the United States and believe in our military, and they're just patriotic citizens.
Inside the vast inspection building, workers in gray coveralls are making their final checks on finished tanks. Danny Johns wears a flag bandana on his head. He's a civilian, as are the vast majority of the 700 plant workers. Behind Johns, one of the tanks is getting ready to go out on the test track.
We got television in the break room for breaks, and that's on the, you know, war coverage all the time. And then when one comes up, they always say, people say, there it is. There's our baby, you know.
The babies are 70-ton monster machines that cost about $5 million each to make. This plant has churned out close to 10,000 Abrams tanks since the mid-1970s. Plant commander Colonel Damon Walsh credits the Lima workers with the success of the program.
There were two tanks destroyed in the opening stages of Iraqi freedom. Two tanks got destroyed, but all eight of those soldiers walked away.
The Army contracts with General Dynamics to run the plant. Plant manager Gary King wears a General Dynamics blue sweater and a button that says, Baghdad, Lima sends its best. From a walkway above a tank hull, you can see the mass of electronic harnesses and hydraulics that will allow the four-man crew to control all of the tank's movements, guns, and digital communications. Workers are testing all of this before the hull is welded to the turret.
Look at all the thousands and thousands of things that can go wrong. We saw that when those people took our tanks apart and looked at them when they got to the field, that we had an average of 0.4 defects per vehicle, or less than half a defect. How do we do that? We test, we test, we test.
Each new tank starts out as an old one. Recycled hulls and turrets of 15-year-old tanks come back to Lima and are blasted back to bare metal before they begin the 6-month rebuilding process. Though the outside shape and weight of the tanks have changed very little since the 1970s, the insides certainly have. Inspector Dave Siebert tilts the gun, whose rear end is right inside the small white cavern which holds three of the crew.
The commander can see everything that the night vision sees and the GPS sees from this extension right here above your head.
Seabird is a military veteran like most of the workers here. After 30 years on the job, he'll retire in December at age 52. He says he builds each tank as if his son or grandkid were going to be in it, a philosophy that Commander Walsh says other workers share.
Every mother's son that gets into one of those tanks should get the opportunity to come home. And they do because of what these guys do.
As the last tank of the day does its 30-mile test run, all the workers here are confident that when put on the job in another country, these tanks will not fail. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc at the Lima Army Tank Plant in Lima, Ohio.